We have finally caught up with Chris Payne with Bayer Crop Science. And Chris, this is the 10th year for the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and I understand that Bayer Crop Science has been a sponsor throughout the entire time.
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's really been our pleasure to do it. There's been a lot of changes in our company and the peanut industry in the last 10 years. As a matter of fact, we've had new products labeled, such as Provost fungicide. We've seen changes in growth in the Timic at plant business, as well as Absolute fungicide. So we've had a lot of changes, and this has been our pleasure to sponsor the last 10 years.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of your products. What is your newest product?
Yeah, I would say Provost was launched last year as an excellent white mold fungicide, but it also picks up virtually all other diseases on peanuts. We had a great year last year launching this product, and this year we're expecting another good year. CBR, as well as Rosectonia, or other diseases that Provost picks up. We also have Absolute, and Absolute is focused on dry land or low input situations where leaf spot is the primary problem. And Absolute is it's got an excellent fit, it's economical, and its performance has been excellent. So we've had a lot of new acceptance to Absolute.
Talk a little bit about Bayer Crop Science's dedication to peanut growers. Well, this is a fairly minor crop. Why do you have this kind of focus on peanut producers?
Yeah. Bayer has been a key proponent of peanuts for many years. I think Timic is one of the products that has formed the basis of our approach to the peanut business, Timic and Folicure. Folicure was, of course, a long-time fungicide that was still, we do still sell it. But these two products, I think, we see peanuts as being a almost a specialty crop. Mm-hmm. Peanuts, you know, when you look at how many row crops do you spray 8 or 9 times with a fungicide? And Bayer has had the products that really fit. And we've been pleased with the association for many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're here and you're interacting with the growers, what kind of reaction do you get from the producers themselves?
Oh, I think the first thing that I notice is a sense of recognition. Mm-hmm. They recognize who we are, who Bayer is, and what we represent, and the fact that we're one of only probably really two basic manufacturers that are still engaged in R&D. Research and development activities. Mm-hmm. We contribute about 8% of our turnover to R&D, and there are not many of us doing that anymore. So the new products is probably the thing that I think growers recognize and appreciate the most is the new technology coming to the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your feeling about the growers themselves in the industry?
Yeah, I think there's the most optimism in the peanut industry that I've seen in at least 10 years. I think the contracts being up, there's just a lot of positive things going on. Sanford Bishop this morning, Congressman Bishop, talked about the new farm bill, the changes that we've been experiencing in the peanut program over the last 2 or 3 years. But overall, you know, change has been tough on some people, but overall I think there's more optimism going into this season or middle of this season than I've seen in many years.
Well, Chris, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than Bayer looks forward to continuing to be in the innovation business. And one of the things we're going to bring to the market next year will be ProLine in-furrow fungicide. So that'll be a new concept, and it'll be registered probably this fall, ready to go next year.
Well, great. Wonderful. Something to look forward to. Thank you very much, Chris Payne, Bayer Crop Science. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.